Oh, hello everyone, and again, this is Minor Hawk, greeting you in the precious name of my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. This is another Voice of the Gospel broadcast, and I thank God for this privilege I have of exalting the person of the Lord Jesus Christ alone. You know, insofar as the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is concerned, in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21, here's what we read. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Again, St. Peter tells us in Acts 4 and 12 that neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. Now, I know that many people, and perhaps there are some listening in today, and they don't think much of that blessed name, because if they did, they wouldn't curse and take that blessed name in vain. When I hear someone take the Lord's name in vain, I think of what we read in Philippians chapter 2, beginning at verse 9. God hath also highly exalted him, and hath given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, in heaven, in earth, and under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Yes, there's a day coming when those who profane the name of Jesus Christ will bow and acknowledge that the one who bear that precious name is none other than the Son of Almighty God. Unfortunately, many will bow the knee when it's too late to be saved. But friend, this is still the day of God's grace. So why not bow your knees and heart, as it were, before God today and acknowledge that the one who bear the name Jesus Christ also bear away your sins in his own body on the tree. In Isaiah 53 and verse 5, we read that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Sinner friend, you can be healed of that terribly dread disease called sin if you would just trust the Lord Jesus Christ with your soul. If you'll humble yourself before God and admit that it was for your sins that Jesus Christ died on the cross, well, friend, if you do that today, you can become a child of God. Yes, you too can pass from spiritual death unto spiritual life, and it's all by faith alone. Not by so-called good works, not by church membership, not by baptism or any other ritual, not by religious activities, just simple childlike faith in the finished work of God's beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. But friend, listen. Listen. I must warn you to give serious thought to your soul's eternal welfare today. Yes, because you may never see the light of another day. In Proverbs 27 and 1 we read, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Again, in 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2 we read, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And I believe there are some of you listening in today, and you've been basking in the sunshine of God's grace for many, many years, but you're still not saved. Friend, listen. Time is running out. You know, God says in Genesis 6 and 3, my spirit shall not always strive with man, and neither he shall. So, friend, why not trust Jesus Christ today as your Savior and your Lord, and know the joy of sins forgiven and life eternal? Now, we're going to listen to a tune that perhaps many of you have never heard before, and it has to do with the Word of God. Yes, God's Word is true.
God's Word is wonderful, perfect, and true. It is God's message sent from above. In it are warnings and promises too. From its clear pages there shines God's great law. God's word is true, wondrously true, living and vital, eternal and pure. God's word is true, I know it is true. All of it's gospel message to human hearts, firmly established and chartered on high, from any precept God never departs. God's word will speak when the judgment begins. Man will be silent before the throne. Souls by God's word will be judged of their sins. No other judgment the Father will own. God's word is true, wondrously true, living and vital,
God today that His good word is true. Yes, it's sure. You can depend upon the truthfulness of God as revealed in the Word of God, the Bible. In Romans 3 and 4 we read, let God be true and every man a liar. Let us ask God's blessing on the broadcast. Our gracious God and our Father in heaven, we bow in Thy presence again today to thank Thee for Thy well-beloved Son. We thank Thee, our God, for His death at Calvary's cross and the shedding of His precious blood, without which there can be no remission for sin. Now, Father, we do claim Thy promise today that Thy word shall not return void. Save souls, for we ask it in His name. Amen. Now then, those of you who have your Bibles or New Testaments handy, I'll be reading four separate portions of the Word of God today. The first is found in Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3 and verse 24. Romans 3 and verse 24. And I'll tell you beforehand what I want you to notice. I want you to notice the expression, Christ Jesus. Yes, in Christ Jesus or through Christ Jesus. Romans 3 and verse 24. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Now the second scripture is found in Romans chapter 5 and verse 1. Romans 5 and verse 1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Then down to verse 9, much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. And for the fourth and final scripture, the next chapter, Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the Lord will bless to us the public reading of His Word. Now friends, today we've read these four verses of Scripture as we find them in the book of Romans. And I must confess that I consider Paul's writing to the Romans among the most practical and basically fundamental of all the epistles written by the grand apostle Paul. But be that as it may, in each of the four scripture verses I've read to you today, the Holy Spirit of God reveals four wonderful gifts which the sinner receives when he accepts the Lord Jesus Christ as his own and personal Savior. And sinner friend, as you listen to this voice of the gospel radio message today, please pay close attention to the manifestation of God's grace, which was evidenced in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, you'll notice that in each of these four scripture verses we read, the gifts that the repentant sinner receives are always through Jesus Christ. Now then, let's take a look at our first text, Romans 3 and verse 24. There we read, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Well, friends, here we read of a twofold gift from God as a result of His grace, which was manifested in Jesus Christ. Yes, we're justified freely by God's grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Sinner friend, if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today in God's sight, you'll be justified. And that simply means that in God's sight, you'll be cleared of all guilt as though you had never sinned at all. Yes, you'll also be redeemed by His precious blood that flowed for your sin at Calvary's cross. And remember this, sinner friend, redemption is only possible through the shedding of blood. In Ephesians 1 and verse 7, we read that the sinner is accepted in the Beloved, that's Jesus Christ, God's Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Again, we read in 1 Peter 1:18 and 19, we are not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. We sometimes sing in our gospel meetings, redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed by His infinite mercy, His child, and forever I am. Yes, my friends, the redemption of your soul can only be accomplished on the basis of your faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. And thank God that precious blood which brings redemption to poor lost sinners is still as powerful today, nearly 2,000 years after it flowed from the veins of Jesus Christ. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 9 and verse 22, we read that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And in 1 John 1 and 7, we're told that the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. So you see, sinner friend, if you're ever going to be redeemed or simply bought and brought back to God, it must be through faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And that leads us to our second scripture text for today, and that is Romans 5 and 1. And here again, we read of another wonderful gift for the sinner made possible through Christ Jesus. Here's what we read. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. How? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Sinner friend, whether you realize it or not, you are at enmity with God today. Yes, in Ephesians 2 and 12, we read that you're without Christ, without hope, and without God in the world. But thank God this is still the day of His grace. And friend, if you'll place your trust or faith in the finished work of Christ at Calvary's cross, you'll have peace with God. Yes, not only with God, but you'll know the peace of God. Friend, the blood of Jesus Christ not only brings redemption, but it also provides the sinner with a new and proper relationship with his Creator. In Colossians 1 and 20 we read, and having made peace by the blood of His cross, and by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself. Again we read in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 19, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself. Now friends, you'll notice that our text says that we have peace with God by faith through our Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't say that we have peace with God by church membership or religious ritual. Oh no. And yet so many people have told me down through the years that they have peace with God and feel good all over because they've gone to church or have observed some religious ritual or pious ceremony. Friend, listen. This is spiritual rubbish and completely unsubstantiated by the sure word of God. Peace with God isn't dependent upon feelings or the observance of man-made ordinances or rituals. Ah, no, my friend. Peace with God is completely dependent upon the sinner's faith in the blood of God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Over in Ephesians 2 and verse 13 we read, but now in Christ Jesus, you sometime were afar off, are made nigh, how? By the blood of Christ. Friend, if you're outside of Christ today, according to Isaiah 59 and 2, your sins and iniquities have separated you from God. And the only way you can have communion and fellowship with your Creator God is through faith in the shed blood of God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And sinner friend, if you'll acknowledge to God that the blood of Jesus Christ was shed for your sin, you'll be justified in the sight of God. You'll have peace with God. You'll be saved. You'll be born again. You'll be converted. Yes, you'll become a child of God. And it's all by faith. In Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, we're told, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of work." Did you hear that? Salvation is by grace through faith, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Again, in the same book by Paul to the Romans, we read in chapter 4 and verse 5, "Now to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." Well, that's the word of God, friend. The faith of the sinner in the blood of Jesus Christ is counted for righteousness in God's sight. And furthermore, it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to God's mercy he saves us. And finally, over in Isaiah 64 and 6, God says, "Ye're all as an unclean thing, and all your righteousnesses are as filthy rags." So take it or leave it, sinner friend. That's the word of God, for which I make absolutely no apology. Now then, let's take a look at our third text for today. And again, we read of another wonderful advantage to be gained by a sinner who trusts the Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, here's what we read. "But God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." Ah, my friend, what a wonderful salvation is being offered to you today. Saved from wrath through him. And that simply means you're saved from hell and the ultimate lake of fire. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 10, we're told that the Lord Jesus Christ has delivered the repentant sinner from the wrath to come. You know, a lot of people don't like to hear about the wrath to come. That's the reason that even the few saved preachers seldom preach about hell and the great white throne judgment. They're afraid to offend their congregations, but they're not afraid of offending God's word. Well, you know, friends, the Lord Jesus Christ wasn't afraid to preach hellfire and judgment, and neither was the great apostle Paul. Friend, they spoke the truth in love for sinners lost and perishing in their sins. They didn't preach any mamby-pamby, fluffy-wuffy, dubby-wubby, watered-down gospel. Ah, no. Ah, no, my friend. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the lowly, meek, and weeping Nazarene, was the greatest hellfire preacher that ever walked on earth. Time and time again, he called his congregations serpents, generation of vipers, whited sepulchers, filthy cups, and so on. And time again he referred to the place called hell. Ah, yes, he referred to the place called the furnace of fire, the everlasting burnings, and the place where the fire is never quenched. And sinner friend, you can escape the terrible wrath of God yet to come if you'll simply trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ, his Son. In John chapter 3 and verse 36, here's what we read. "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Again, in Job chapter 36 and verse 18, we're told, "Because there is wrath, beware, lest God takes thee away with his stroke, then a great ransom cannot deliver thee." Sinner friend, if you reject the love and the mercy and the grace of God, which were manifested in the vicarious death of Jesus Christ at Calvary, then you'll have to suffer the consequences. Yes, you'll have to suffer the wrath of God, and that throughout the endless ages of all eternity. Friend, God is a just and holy God. And friend, if you won't accept his Son as your Savior, as your substitute, as your sin-bearer, then you'll have to bear the penalty for your own sin. And again, I remind you that this simply means the flames of hell for all eternity. Now then, In the time remaining, let's look at our fourth and final scripture text for today, which brings before us still another wonderful gift made possible through Christ Jesus. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 23 we read, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Sinner friend, down through the centuries, mankind has been living in dreadful fear of death. It is sometimes called the King of Terrors and the Terror of Kings. Yes, and I often think of how that great explorer, Ponce de Leon, traveled across the uncharted Atlantic in search of the fountain of youth because he wanted to live forever. And yet, had he trusted in the finished work of Jesus Christ, he could have lived forever, because the death of Jesus Christ brings eternal life to those who place their faith or trust in him. In that best-known verse in the Bible, John 3 and verse 16, the Lord Jesus Christ declares, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Yes, thank God. Even though the wages of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, there are a lot of people today who don't believe that a person can be sure of eternal life until they die. But friend, listen, that's not according to my Bible. My Bible tells me that from the moment I was saved, back on June the 2nd, 1952, I've had eternal life. And I've got just as much eternal life today as I'll ever get. In 1 John 5 and verse 13, here's what we read. "These things I write unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know." Did you hear that? "That ye may know, not hope for or think so, but that ye may know that ye have eternal life." Again in John chapter 10, beginning at verse 27, here's what we read. These are words uttered by the Lord Jesus Christ. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life," not temporary life. "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Oh, how I praise God today for his gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ, my Lord. And sinner friend, you too can have the joy of sins forgiven and life eternal right now if you'll humble yourself before God, acknowledge and repent of your sin, and then simply accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior. Friend, if you'll do that right now, according to God who cannot lie, you'll not only be saved for time, but thank God you'll be saved for all eternity. And remember, my friend, this is for eternity. Yes, this is for eternity. Let us pray. Our God and our Father, we bow in thy holy presence again today to thank thee for thy well-beloved Son. We thank thee, our God, for the grace that brought him from heaven to earth to die on the cross for our sin. And our God, we trust that right now, out there in Radio Land, there may be men and women, boys and girls, in simple childlike faith, accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as their own and personal Savior. Honor afresh thy Son and thy word. Save souls, for we ask it in his name. Amen.
I do not know the things God has for me. I do not know. Thank you.
Another Voice of the Gospel radio broadcast. And if I can be of any further help in pointing you to the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior, believe me, I'll be only too happy to do so. If you have any questions relative to God's way of salvation, I'll be glad to answer them from the Word of God alone. You just write to the Voice of the Gospel, that's the Voice of the Gospel, Post Office Box Number 6, McKeesport, Pennsylvania, and that's zip code 15134. That address again, the Voice of the Gospel, P.O. Box 6, McKeesport, P.A., 15134. And now onto our next broadcast, if the Lord doesn't come. This is your Voice of the Gospel speaker, Minor Hawk, wishing you and yours God's very richest blessing, which is salvation through faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Good day.